This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 18th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association announced yesterday that 2008 year-end worldwide shipments of general aviation airplanes decreased for the first time in 5 years. Speaking at the group's annual industry review and market outlook briefing, GAMA Chairman Mark Van Tine chose to look ahead. Quote, "While our industry is challenged in the current economic climate, we are focused on planning for a stronger future. The world's economy depends upon a robust air transportation system, and general aviation is absolutely a vital component of that global system." Unquote. The piston airplane segment was down 20.8% in 2008, with 2,119 units delivered. The turboprop segment experienced the strongest growth, with shipments up nearly 17% to 535 planes. GAMA also announced yesterday it's joining with the National Business Aviation Association in a new joint advocacy campaign whose name is a play on words, No Plane, No Gain. If that name sounds familiar, it was borrowed from a public advocacy campaign launched in 1993 by the same two associations. The new initiative will build on proven advocacy techniques while taking full advantage of the changing ways people receive and process information today. GAMA President Pete Bunce says the point is, quote, "to get the word out that business aviation is working for America. It's responsible for well over 1 million manufacturing and service jobs and is one of the few industries that contributes positively to our nation's balance of trade. It is also serving as a lifeline for communities all across the country that are seeing scheduled airline service reduced or eliminated," unquote. The TSA's proposed large aircraft security program is being condemned in all quarters of general aviation, but nowhere more than in Alaska, which depends heavily on small planes and airports which would be affected. Bart Tiernan, past president of the Alaska Airmen's Association, told the Alaska Journal of Commerce about 100 freight planes in Alaska would be affected, as well as a substantial number of private aircraft. He calls LASP in Alaska, quote, "ridiculous because these aircraft don't have the range to fly anywhere where they could be used as a weapon of destruction," unquote. LASP's proposed airline-style prohibited items list includes tools, knives, and firearms considered essential equipment for flights in Alaska. It even contradicts Alaska state law, which allows pilots to stow firearms and other items in emergency survival kits. The deadline for public comments on LASP is February 27th. The New York Times reports the NTSB plans to ask other pilots who flew in the area about icing conditions around the time Continental 3407 crashed on approach to Buffalo Niagara International Airport last Thursday. The board has released new details, including news that the Q400's pneumatic de-ice boots were on for almost the entire flight in anticipation of icing conditions. Board spokesman Stephen Chielander says the cockpit voice recorder did record the pilots discussing significant ice buildup on the plane's wings and windscreen during the initial descent out of 11,000 feet, but that was several minutes before the airliner crashed. Another Colgan Air Q400, flying the very same route out of Newark, landed in Buffalo without incident 27 minutes after the 3407 accident. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A Pennsylvania congressman says, let Boeing and Northrop both win. The ESA wants cooperation tracking space debris. And the last dealer-sold Bonanza has been delivered. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in my weekly visit with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, Bob talks about his work with local media on coverage of Continental 3407. Bob lives 6 miles from the crash site. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.